This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Everybody who goes into business has a combination of three personalities: the entrepreneur, the manager, and the technician. Issues can arise with these three roles, as they are continually in conflict with each other. 1. The entrepreneur. This part is associated with being a visionary and creative personality. Entrepreneurs crave control. 2. The manager. Managers are pragmatic and hyper-focused on planning, order, and predictability. Your manager personality craves order. 3. The technician. The technician is characterized by doing and tinkering. These personalities will not show up in equal proportions, so sometimes certain personalities can dominate to the detriment of others. The typical small business owner is only 10% entrepreneur, 20% manager, and 70% technician. Many small business owners start their ventures predominantly as technicians.
StoryShots is proud to bring you this free audiobook summary. Do you want to get access to more free audiobook summaries like this? Subscribe and click the bell button now to get notified each time we upload a new summary. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats. StoryShots has been featured by Apple, Google, and The Guardian as one of the world's best reading and learning apps. Go to getstoryshots.com and download the app today. Happy learning.
StoryShots book summary and review of The E-Myth Revisited: Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It, by Michael E. Gerber. Life gets busy. Has The E-Myth Revisited been on your reading list? Learn the key insights now. We're scratching the surface here. If you don't already have Michael E. Gerber's popular book on management and entrepreneurship, order it here, or get the audiobook for free using the link in the description or the StoryShots app to learn the juicy details. Introduction. Have you ever wondered why 80% of small businesses fail within the first 5 years? The E-Myth Revisited explains the mystery. It all starts with a myth, the entrepreneurial myth, E-Myth, which assumes that anyone who starts a business is an entrepreneur. But the reality is far from this. The book walks you through the steps in the life of a business. It also shows you how to apply franchising lessons to any business. Michael Gerber draws a crucial line between working on your business and working in it. As you navigate through the book, you'll learn how to overcome obstacles and achieve long-term success. Gerber offers invaluable tips on how to evade ordinary traps and scale your ventures. Let's review the key takeaways, insights, and strategies for a successful long-term business. About Michael Gerber. Michael Gerber is an American author and founder of Michael E. Gerber Companies. He runs a business skill training company based in Carlsbad, California. Inc. magazine calls him the world's number one small business guru. Gerber started over 40 years ago, addressing a significant need in the small business market. His company has helped countless businesses become world-class businesses. Gerber authored 28 coaching books and 19 E-Myth vertical books with industry experts. His Dreaming Room is a place where future entrepreneurs come to discover how to make their dreams a reality. Michael Gerber's name should sound familiar. I recommend his bestseller, The E-Myth Revisited, as the must-read classic on automation. It discusses how to create scalable businesses that are based on rules and not outstanding employees, and how to become an owner instead of constant micromanager. Timothy Ferris, the author of The 4-Hour Workweek. Story shot number one. Understanding one business doesn't mean you'll understand similar businesses. The e-myth is the myth of the entrepreneur. The myth goes that if you know how a business does its technical work, you'll understand any business that does it. This false assumption is the primary cause of several business failures. Gerber describes the entrepreneurial seizure as when workers decide to become their own boss. At this stage, entrepreneurs can get overwhelmed by excitement and idealism. They focus on technical skills, assuming it guarantees business success, underestimating its complexity. Many entrepreneurs fall into the trap of working in their business rather than on their business. Often, they don't have clear systems or processes in place, become consumed by day-to-day tasks, work long hours, and wear multiple hats. This micromanagement approach limits their ability to scale, grow, and achieve long-term success.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Story shot number two. Business owners possess a blend of three conflicting personalities. Everybody who goes into business has a combination of three personalities: the entrepreneur, the manager, and the technician. Issues can arise with these three roles, as they are continually in conflict with each other. 1. The entrepreneur. This part is associated with being a visionary and creative personality. Entrepreneurs crave control. 2. The manager. Managers are pragmatic and hyper-focused on planning, order, and predictability. Your manager personality craves order. 3. The technician. The technician is characterized by doing and tinkering. These personalities will not show up in equal proportions, so sometimes certain personalities can dominate to the detriment of others. The typical small business owner is only 10% entrepreneur, 20% manager, and 70% technician. Many small business owners start their ventures predominantly as technicians. Entrepreneurs start businesses based on their skills, like baking, plumbing, or graphic design. But to build a successful business, entrepreneurs need to balance all three personalities. An entrepreneur needs to bring vision and innovation, a manager needs to be organized, and a technician needs to know what they're doing. You can't scale your business effectively if you neglect any of these personalities. Story shot number three, do what your business needs. Most businesses are run based on what the owner wants instead of what the business needs. Doing what you want rather than what your business needs will doom your business. This error is often associated with entering the technician personality phase. A business has three phases of growth: infancy, adolescence, and maturity. In the infancy stage, the business owner must be a master juggler. They are running all parts of the business. This stage ends as soon as the owner realizes the business must transition and evolve to survive. This transition is often extremely dangerous. Every adolescent business reaches a point of pushing beyond its comfort zone. It's a safe zone where employees feel in control. Preparing for growth is the key to becoming a mature business. This preparation requires educating yourself. When your business grows, your foundation and structure can handle the extra weight. A mature company differs from an adolescent company in that it starts differently. It's based on building something that works without relying solely on you. This means that mature companies actually start as mature companies. From the outset, they understand what is required to get where they want to be. Story shot number four, ask for help when you need it. The business adolescence phase starts when you decide to get technical help. When you lack expertise in a specific area, you may need someone else's expertise. In this phase, a business moves from chaos to structure, becoming scalable. Entrepreneurs often wear many hats and do a lot of things themselves in the early stages. They handle all aspects of the business, from operations to marketing to finance. Yet, as the business grows, this approach becomes unsustainable and inhibits further expansion. The most common issue associated with this stage is management by abdication. In this position, the owner delegates tasks to employees but neglects project oversight. Once overwhelmed, the owner must resume juggling tasks when employees struggle. The solution to this problem is to engage your manager's personality. That fatal assumption is, if you understand the technical work of a business, you understand a business that does that technical work. Michael E. Gerber.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Story shot number 5. Look for solutions. When your business grows past your capabilities, your comfort zone is the boundary in which you feel secure in your abilities as your business owner. These boundaries can vary depending on your mix of the three personalities. If you are a technician, then your boundary relates to how much you can do yourself. If you are a manager, then your boundary relates to how many technicians you can effectively supervise. If you are an entrepreneur, your boundary relates to how many managers you can engage with to pursue your vision. Once your business exceeds your workload control, three solutions emerge. 1. Getting small again. Going back to being a business operated by a technician, that is, business infancy. 2. Going for broke. Growing the business until it eventually self-destructs from its own momentum. 3. Adolescent survival. Adapting and changing to meet the growing needs of your company. The most important approach as a business owner is to remain educated with a clear plan. Story shot number 6. Achieve stability and control through systematic integration. In Gerber's model, a mature business is one that has reached a stage of stability and control. It has established systems, processes, and clear goal-driven steps. During this stage, the business has a sense of purpose and direction, knowing how to move forward. The key to navigating this stage is to have an entrepreneurial mindset. In this perspective, the customer comes first, not the business vision. It shifts focus from internal operations to market dynamics and customer demands. A mature business is in control and knows the next step required to get where it wants to be. This stage of the business requires you to harness your entrepreneurial perspective. This does not involve starting with a picture of the business to be created. It's more about the customer for whom they're creating the business. The entrepreneurial perspective sees the business as a network of integrated parts. These components combine to produce a pre-planned, desired result. The entrepreneurial perspective is an integrated vision of the world. Michael E. Gerber. Story shot number 7. Sell the business model. Entrepreneurs must sell the business model, not just products or services. This involves selling products and services in addition to the business model itself. Merely having a good product service doesn't guarantee automatic success or customers. They often believe that if they have a good product or service, customers will automatically come and the business will thrive. But this is a flawed approach. Rather than thinking like business owners, think like franchise developers. Potential franchisees can buy a replicable and scalable business model from franchise developers. The business models they use are attractive, predictable, and easy to replicate. Business owners should approach their businesses with the same mindset. In the development of systems, processes, and procedures, they should document them and make sure that they can be replicated. Systems should cover marketing, sales, operations, customer service, and more. Taking Ray Kroc as an example, he was crucial to McDonald's growth as a business. Ray realized the hamburger wasn't his product, McDonald's was. Instead of focusing on selling burgers, he leveraged that knowledge to sell franchises. This is why McDonald's calls itself the most successful small business in the world. McDonald's has created a model for small businesses to emulate. Story shot number 8. Work on your business, not in it. Many small business owners get trapped in excessive operational involvement. They get caught up in the day-to-day stuff, wearing multiple hats, and always putting out fires. Short-term productivity can hinder long-term success and sustainability efforts. Work on your business, not in it. To build an efficient system, business owners need to step back from constant involvement. They have to standardize procedures, document tasks, and create guidelines. Systems help business owners delegate tasks, empower employees, and ensure quality and consistency. It frees up the business owner's time to do things he or she is passionate about, like strategic planning, marketing, and financial analysis. This mantra means your business and personal life should be completely separate entities. Your purpose in life should be to serve your life rather than your business. The best way to adopt this approach is to imagine your business is merely a prototype of 5,000 more just like it. You don't have to make your business your life by pretending it's a franchise. Franchise-style thinking drives system development for employees, suppliers, lenders, and customers. Story shot number 9. Develop your business through innovation, quantification, and orchestration. Developing a successful business requires innovation, quantification, and orchestration. Business can become more efficient, adaptable, and customer-focused by following these principles. This is the end of part 1 and the free shot of this book. Thanks for listening. Get the full text, infographic, animated video, and audiobook summary on the StoryShots app. What should our next book be? Suggest or vote it up using the Vote for New Books survey in the StoryShots app. To dive into the details and support the author, order the full audiobook for free using the link in the description or the app. Did you like the lessons you learned here? Share to show you care, or let us know by contacting us at support@getstoryshots.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Did you like this audiobook summary? Click the like button now to support our channel. If you don't want to miss out on new free audiobook summaries, subscribe and click the bell button. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats. StoryShots has been featured by Apple, Google, and The Guardian as one of the world's best reading and learning apps. Go to getstoryshots.com and download the app today.